Lilu nishmas Rav Kleinemish Kalman Ben Rav Eliyamelech Ksuvas Perk Tes Mishnah Aleph Akosiv Liishtoi Dinu Dvar Meinlinu B'Nechasayich. If a person writes to his wife while he's in Arusa to her, he says that he's not having anything to do with her Nechasim. It seems he's doing this in a nice way. But the Rav points out that the Diyuk is Nechasayich, your Nechasim. Hareza Oichol Peres Bechayel. He can still eat from the fruits of her Nechasim. These are Nichse Malug, that let's say, for example, she inherits. He's not having rights to the Nechasim themselves. But the Mishnah says, but he can eat from the Peres while she's alive. V'mesa Yarsha. And if she dies, he Yarshins the actual item. So the Diyuk, the Rav says, in Nechasayich, only while they are your Nechasim. That's the only thing I don't want to have rights to. But the Peres from them, and also after she dies, he will have them. Im kein lama kosov la dinu dvar meinlin mechasayich. The Mishnah asks, so why is he saying, what is he talking about when he says that I'm having no rights or nothing to do with your Nechasim? What's he relinquishing? So the Mishnah says, shemachav anas nakayim, that over here, if she sells it or gives it as a matana to somebody else, it's a good kinyan. The only way he can give something up is with a kinyan. You can't just stam say, you know, I have nothing to do with this. It's almost like a tefillah.
So that's why here he did it with a kinyan.
Normally, by Nichsei Malug, a woman cannot, while she's in Nesua, sell or give them away to somebody else. And if she does, the husband can go and take them away. But over here, he's relinquishing this right. And he can only, the Rav says, relinquish the right before he actually becomes a partner with her in that. In other words, once she's already married to him fully and is in Nesuin, he can't do this. But before a person has something in his possession, he can relinquish the rights at that time. So that's why, Dafka, we're talking about a case whereas before Nisuin, he says this. However, Taisyantif brings the Ran that asks, we said in the previous parak, the first Mishnah, that Rabbi Gamaliel holds, Achelo Nises, before she's married, she inherits something, Vinises, and then she gets married. It says over there, Imachar Venas Nakayim, that if she sells or gives it as a matana, it's still a good kinyan. So even without his relinquishing, what is he really relinquishing to? If she would sell something, even while she's Nisuin, but if she got it beforehand, during Erisin, it's a good sale. So what's he really relinquishing here? Even if he doesn't say anything, it's a good sale. So the Teretz is, the Ran says, that he's actually giving up the right that if she would inherit it while she's in Nisuin, there in the previous Mishnah, she has no right to sell it, and everybody agrees that if she sells something that she inherits after she's fully married to him, it's batel, he can go and take it from the Lekuchos. So on that's what he's relinquishing, that right. Before it actually happens. He's saying that even something that you're going to get while we're fully married, I'm relinquishing that right. Anti-Center brings the Gemara that he doesn't even have to write, he can just say it. When he relinquishes something, you just say it, then even lechatchila she can sell. It only says, Kayim agav the resha. Mishnah continues, Kosov ladinu dvar meinli b'nechasayich v'peiro seyan. If he writes that I'm having nothing to do with your nechasim and their peiros, hareze eino ochel peiros b'chaya. So now, not only does he relinquish the sale that she can sell, like we said, the Ran, after there's Nisuin, he also cannot eat the Peris Bichaya while she's alive. Then Mesa, Yarsha. But if she dies, he didn't give that up, he can still Yarshin her. And according to the Shita, the Peris that he can't eat, even if she would take, let's say, these Peris and buy land from that, and that land would produce additional Peris, so that's Peris of Peris, because the Peris are used to buy land, and the land is not producing Peris, he still can't have benefit from that either. He doesn't eat those. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Eliyolam Oichel Peiru Peiris. Rabbi Yehuda says that a person can eat the Peiru Peiris. If he just says, Dinu Dvarim Einli Bin Chasaychu V'Peirusein, that's only the Peiris, but he can eat the Peiru Peiris. When she uses the Peiris to buy land, that land, he can eat the Peiris from that land. The only time he can't, Ad Sheyichtuv La Dinu Dvarim Einli Bin Chasaych, he would have to write, I want to have nothing to do with your Nechasim U'V'Peirusein and their Peiris. Uvepere perusein ad oilam. And even the pears of the pears, meaning even if you take the pears and buy land and have fruits from that land, I'm also having nothing to do with them forever. No matter how many times you take those and buy more land and have fruits and more land and fruits, nothing to do with it. That's the only time that a husband relinquishes himself from the pere pears. And the Rav says that halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda here. Kasav la dinu dvarim einli bin chasayich uveperusein uvepere perusein bechayayich. If he says he's having nothing to do with her Nechasim and the Peiri Peiris, while she's alive and also after she's dead, so now he covered everything. First, he doesn't eat even the Peiris while she's alive. Vim Mesa, and even if she dies, Einu Yarsha, he doesn't Yarshan her. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, in Mesa, Yirashana. Rabbi Shimon holds that in this case, even though he made a Tanai that he's not going to Yarshan her, If she dies, he still yarshins her. Why? Because he made a t'nai going against on something that's written in the Torah. And any person that makes a t'nai against what's written in the Torah, the t'nai is batal. Because the Rab brings it, there's a din. The Rav Shimon Gamliel held, there's a din d'oraisa, v'yorashosa, that the husband yarshins his wife min haTorah. However, the Rab brings maskana, it's not really a mitzvah min haTorah, it's only min derabanan. However, the halacha is still like Rav Shimon Gamliel, not because he's being maslam mashakas haTorah, but rather the Chum made a chizik to their words, just like the Torah. And therefore, no matter what, he always is going to yarshin his wife.